With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The weather's making travel a problem for many people.
Especially along the eastern seaboard, anywhere from the southeastern United States today, and then spreading up into the northeastern United States as we go on to Tuesday and Wednesday. We do expect the potential for some heavy rains.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says the big story is the blizzard across parts of the plains.
Areas from northeastern Colorado, northwestern Kansas, across good portions of Nebraska and South Dakota are experiencing blizzard conditions with heavy snow and high wind.
The death toll from China's most powerful earthquake in years has risen to 149. It caused mudslides that inundated two villages. 1,000 were injured, more than 14,000 homes destroyed. Also at SRNnews.com, Chinese Christians celebrating Christmas Day can see their social credit scores lowered by the anti-God communist government.
Chinese companies make many of the world's Christmas toys and decorations, but it's not widely celebrated there as a festival. In China, Christmas Day is a working day, but there are millions of Chinese Christians for whom this is an important time. And the Communist Party's chief theorist has reminded them that religious rites have to abide by Chinese law and fit in with the country's traditions. China's leader Xi Jinping wants to make all religions more Chinese, wherever they came from.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says someone reported a fake crime at her home Christmas Day. It appears to be the latest in a series of swatting incidents that have targeted her. Swatting refers to a call to authorities in order to send a SWAT team to someone under the false pretense a crime is happening. On X, Green said this is the eighth time this has happened to her. Two U.S. companies planning to send unmanned spacecraft to the moon's surface early next year. This is SRN News. A group of pro-life pregnancy centers fighting back. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The New Jersey Attorney General's office is demanding that First Choice Women's Resource Centers give up information about its donors and employees. First Choice has responded with a lawsuit filed by Alliance Defending Freedom. The suit says the request infringes on the center's rights and indicates, quote, a strong antipathy toward organizations that protect pregnant women and unborn children from the harms of abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Albania has returned 20 church icons to neighboring North Macedonia that were stolen a decade ago. In 2013, Albanian authorities seized more than 1,000 stolen religious pieces of art dating from the 15th to the mid-20th century and arrested two men suspected of planning to sell them abroad. Some of the items were taken from churches and cultural centers in neighboring North Macedonia. This is SRN News. Wall Street heads into the final few days of 2023 with stocks hovering near record highs and prospects of a rally raising hopes for more gains this week.
The week begins with the S&P, which is up 24% this year, less than 1% shy of an all-time high. And given the market's track record of delivering solid year-end gains, there's optimism this will be a good, perhaps a record week for stocks. The Fed has raised investors' hopes by hinting that its string of inflation-fighting interest rate hikes is over and that 2024 could actually see some rate cuts amid signs that inflation is finally starting to moderate. Rich Thomason reporting.
A wearable AI device developed by former Apple employees is set to ship in March. It's called Humane AI. For $700, you put it on your clothes and interact with it. It uses voice cues and has a projector to put information on your hand. More details at SRNnews.com.